Looking at the things you should be thinking about, especially in the market volatility we're in today, comes down to this. Good risk management. Definitely, it is paying off. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network, and good afternoon. Tyler Schaum joins us now. Tyler, of course, is with agmarket.net, and I think that's, in the world we're in at this moment, Tyler, that's probably the most sound advice. Let's talk a little bit about some risk management that we need to be thinking about in this volatility we're in.
So, I mean, yeah, you got soybeans down 70 cents today, and we were talking before we jumped on air about, a lot of this is just a result of a tweet at this moment. We've got no definitive proof. The tweet or the Truth Social post is basically Trump is threatening to withdraw from his negotiations with China if China doesn't step in and help secure the Strait of Hormuz and safe passage of oil. And that's got the market spooked. And so you've got May and July soybeans down 70 cents, which is a limit move in soybeans today. And that's the first time we've seen any type of a move like that on soybeans for quite a while, to be right honest with you. So risk management is really important. It's been tough. I'm not going to lie and tell you that it's easy peasy. But, you know, when we had those rallies and those moves to 1170 plus new crop soybeans, when we were trading well below a dollar below that just a month and a half ago, it makes the decision to pull the trigger on buying some puts, rolling puts higher, putting some type of risk management structure in place when you get those rallies, and keep stair-stepping it up so that, you know, if you put some on and it goes higher, you've got a little ammo to add a little to it as we move.
So as we look at the other factors that are weighing into the complex, you alluded to obviously the discussion over the weekend and how it affected the soybeans. What about the rest of this grain complex as the war with Iran does continue to weigh in? And are we going to see some other factors that could push those markets and maybe bring them back around to the green?
That's going to be the trick here is at any moment, the general sentiment could change. One of the things that got noted this morning in one of our calls is that you had just massive length across the entire soybean complex from managed money. And that came out of the Commitment of Traders report that came out last Friday. You have that type of length from that fund community, and they come in and they get that news on the possible, trade implications. That's a lot of what we're seeing today is them just exiting and money flow out of the soybean market. And that's follow through in the other grains. What it would take to flip that is going to be most likely some type of escalation in the Iran conflict, oil prices surging back to above $100. And it's, when I say it's tough, it's tough because it's kind of like every other day you wake up and you're just certain we're never going to see oil below $100 a barrel again. And then the next day you wake up and you think we'll never see it above $100 a barrel again. And the mantra just kind of seems to change every single day. And that makes that initial discussion we have on sound risk management difficult because if the market continues to trade that way, today you're right and tomorrow you're wrong, and it's really hard to change your mindset day in, day out. So it's got to be kind of a sound approach, sticking with what works for your operation and then not trying to change it every other day.
This cattle market really came and rallied up after the trade that we saw at the end of last week.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie, that's a tough one to explain away right now. I think the best explanation is what's going on in grain prices. You know, it's the last few weeks, grain price and cattle prices have shown some negative correlation. If corn is trading higher, cattle are trading lower. And if corn is trading lower, cattle are trading higher. The strike did start today in the Greeley facility. We saw a lower cash trade last week than we were seeing the week earlier. The feeder calf index continues to trade lower. And so the fact that we're $5, $6 higher in feeders and $2 to $3 higher in fats is encouraging today. I think the big thing you've got to look to is what's going on in grains being pressured and equities being higher.
Do you think there's a potential, though, that cash will trade lower again this week?
I do. I think on the fat side, you're going to continue to see pressure on that. You know, I'm not going to say the packer has leverage, but, you know, we've now got even fewer head that are going to get slaughtered. You might see some of those excess capacity or plants that have excess capacity pick up pace a little bit. But I don't think they're going to be pushing too hard to try to go and secure those cattle. They'll probably continue to operate, maybe see what happens with that strike. If that doesn't kind of pull those cash prices down a little bit more, maybe see if some feeders decide to take lower bids or lower their asking prices.
Well, obviously, Tyler, not a crystal ball opportunity, but what are you looking at or what should we be keeping an eye on market-wise the rest of the week, grain or livestock at this point?
On livestock, I think we got to be watching the cash market really close. I mean, the cash market rarely lies to us. And I think on the grain side, we got to do the same thing. We got to be looking at what the cash prices are doing. And that's the one piece that I will say, while we maybe have been a little too aggressive and putting some sales on in grains over the last few weeks, the cash markets have been softening or have not kept up with what the futures markets had been doing, which always gives us a little bit of pause for what we're seeing in the futures market. If the cash market isn't trading along with it, that means that maybe the fundamentals aren't quite as telling as what's going on in the futures market. And you hear people say this all the time, futures market can lie to you, the cash market rarely does. So I think that's what we've got to be paying attention to, both grains and livestock.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Tyler, for joining us today. A quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Monday Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.